Continuing post-game coverage of Norwalk High School softball on KNIAKRLS.com. KNIA 3, Norwalk tonight wins game 2 of the doubleheader against Dallas Center Grimes 5-3. DCG got the opener 4-3 in 8 innings, so we're joined now by Norwalk coach Bo Livingston, and you get the split tonight, as often happens when two really good teams lock horns, especially in this rivalry. It was there maybe for the taking in game 1, but the girls really responded there in game 2.
Yeah, we had some opportunities to get it done in game 1, and it didn't. But you know, proud of the resolve and the character and the you know, the bounce back to make sure we got game 2. You know, this is my fourth year, and we have split our doubleheaders every year. You know, so it's kind of the common thing. Two really good softball teams playing against each other. It's hard to win both.
And then in that first game, it was 1-1 going to the sixth. They score on a big hit, then they get 2 runs, and then right away, Carly comes back with a solo homer. Maddie gets the double. Hadley Michael drives her in. It's tied at 3 again. And then finally in the eighth, they take the lead and just couldn't quite finish it off there. You had some runners on, but didn't get the big hit in the end, but really some resiliency there in that game as well.
Yeah, every time they scored, we scored, except for in the eighth, and, you know, I mean, reflect upon it, you know, obviously hindsight's 20/20, but we got the first 2 runners on first and second. You know, you probably bunt there, but you know, I think we were trying to win it. Maddie was 3-for-3 at the time, and you know, so just kind of gave her an opportunity there, then came back with a bunt, and then you know, they intentionally walked Hadley, and then you know, so they worked their way out of it. So maybe would have done it differently, you know, if you could go back and knowing what you know. But at the time, you know, Maddie was seeing her really well and hitting the ball hard, and you know, we really wanted to try to end it there in the eighth.
Two really good pitchers matching up in that one with Tessa Jones for DCG and Carly Brewer for you. What did you see out of Carly?
Just, you know, toughness. She's, you know, she's got a pretty nasty blister on her right index finger, so it's hard for her to spin the ball. You know, she's just relying on, you know, her straight stuff, spotting it up, those types of things. So it's, you know, we need to get her back healthy. And, you know, obviously when she spins it, she's really, really tough to make contact. And you know, they didn't really have a whole lot of hard contact. You know, they're super aggressive. You know, they run and bunt and do some different things, and so they kind of got us napping there when they scored their 2 runs to make it 3-1, and then they put together a couple hits there in the eighth inning.
So Monday night you had the really tough loss at Indianola on the walk-off home run. You had to sit on that one for 48 hours, and then you dropped that first one. So the girls, you know, it's easy to get down when you're 12-0 and you lose 2 like that, but they come out and right away in game 2, they come out and get the lead.
Yeah, I thought that was key to get the lead early, and then, you know, when we went up 3-0 and then 5-0, then it makes it harder for DCG to play the way that they want to. You know, they can't just sacrifice outs and, you know, to get runners in scoring position. So that's really the key against them, is to get a lead and get them out of the things that they like to do.
And you had your 2, 3, 4 hitters driving in runs. Bailey Birmingham, Carly Brewer, Maddie Gully, and all had RBIs, 5 hits between them. But one of the big hits in that game that we talked about was Hadley Michael, a first-year starter out there, second baseman. In the third inning, it's 3-0. There's 2 out, and she gets that big single up the middle to make it 5-0, get you some separation.
Yeah, that was huge, because we had second and third with 1 out, and they kind of were working their way out of it. And she, I think she had 2 strikes on her own as well, and kind of just sent it back up the middle, which was, you know, obviously turned out to be the game-winning play.
And then Leah Crick, your number 2 pitcher so far, has been doing a great job. She improves to 5-0 in game 2, scattered the 4 hits there. I guess they got 3 of them in the inning. They scored 3, but only 1 walk, and I thought that was really key, is letting her defense go to work behind her, and they certainly did.
Yeah, that's the key to her. She's not going to walk anybody, really, for the most part. She's in the zone, probably not going to have a ton of strikeouts, you know, obviously when you're playing a team like this. And, you know, they hit her hard, you know, but I thought we fielded it pretty well, and, you know, you got to get fortunate. A few of those line drives were right to Nye and to some other players. And, you know, you just got to make them go out and earn it. And she did a really, really good job tonight, kind of separated herself into that number 2 role. And, you know, just excited about what she's accomplished so far this season.
So you go to the bottom, the top of the 7th, you're up 5-3. Leah's back out there, throws 1 pitch, and then you go get Carly. How was that Is that by design? What were you thinking there?
Yeah, she just wasn't quite ready. She needed a few more pitches, and then she was ready, but then we were already sending the ball down to second base. So if we brought her in right then she wouldn't have got any other warm-up pitches. So we had Leah throw one pitch there and then brought her in. And, you know, didn't want to mess around. Leah did a great job, and, you know, she did exactly what we needed her to do. And then, you know, you kind of have your bulldog there to come in and finish it up.
Certainly a bulldog there coming in with allowed the one scratch hit there on the infield, but strikes out the side all looking against some pretty good hitters.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's the key to our success. Maybe we've got to bring her out of the pen and get her humming in there. But, you know, she's obviously hard on herself, so she took the first one pretty hard. And, you know, when she gave up those two runs, she hit the ball a long ways. And she's done that a few times after she's given up a couple of runs, come up and helped herself in that way. She's a competitor like a lot of our kids are and, you know, is – wants to win every game, wants to strike out every batter, and wants to do all those things. And like I said, we got to get her healthy and then get her back to her best self.
Pretty rare that you will have two off nights in a span of three in the middle of the week. Tuesday you had off. Tomorrow you got off. Now you got one game at Newton on Friday night and then two over at Cedar Rapids on Saturday. What's the mindset now going into these last three games of the week?
Yeah, so we were just actually got done talking about that. I think we're 13-2 now. And, you know, so we want to hit the reset button. The girls are getting the whole day off tomorrow. They don't have to lift. They don't have to practice. They don't have to do anything. They're just going to step away from softball, hit the reset button, and the plan is to go 13-2 over the next 15. And if we can do that, we're going to put ourselves in great position here heading down the stretch.
You know, I know you lose a couple in a row, but nobody's hitting that panic button. Nobody's, I mean, these are the games. They're important games to win in the conference, but ultimately your bigger goals are down the road.
Yeah, and we talked about that. And, you know, we got the split tonight, so we still control our own destiny in the conference. You know, we don't have to rely on anybody else. And you know, we haven't made any, you know, mistake about that. We want to win the conference, and that's a challenge that we set before our girls, before each and every year. And you know, obviously, there's quite a few games left to go, but that's still our first goal of the year before we get to the postseason. We probably have to run the table now, but I think they're capable and they're focused, and it's a goal that they want to achieve. And you know, so far we put ourselves in a position to do it.
That's Norwalk softball coach Bo Livingston after the doubleheader split with Dallas Center Grimes tonight. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the week.
Appreciate you, Mike.